Marine Park. The main image on the sign is a black and white photo of the magnificent half-timbered head house that once stood on the west side of Pleasure Bay. The head house was designed by Boston City architect Edmund Marsh Wheelwright to look like a medieval German town hall. Opened in 1896, this city-owned property fell into neglect during the Great Depression. Fire caused extensive damage in 1942, and it was demolished soon after. Castle Island is in the background across Pleasure Bay. With Boston's population growing rapidly in the 1870s, new parks were proposed for every neighborhood. Here, at the tip of South Boston, landscape designer Frederick Law Olmsted transformed mudflats and marshlands into Marine Park, the culmination of his emerald necklace. The head house was the park's centerpiece. Besides changing rooms for beachgoers, it had two cafes, an ice cream parlor, and a large restaurant where German bands played on weekends. "My mother said they'd go on Sunday afternoons and sing along," a longtime South Boston resident remembered. Steamboats shuttle passengers from a public dock to Castle Island before the island was connected to the mainland. The crossing took 7 minutes. The stonework of the pier is still in place along the beach to the right. South Boston historian Thomas O'Connor wrote, "Thousands of families from all over the Boston area traveled to Marine Park in open-air trolleys. They would come loaded with blankets, bathing suits, and huge box lunches. One hot weekend in 1910 brought 150,000 visitors." There are four smaller images on the sign's lower panel. On the left, a postcard shows a wharf along the beach with the head house behind it. The wharf was built for steamboats that used to shuttle passengers in just a few minutes out to Castle Island. Originally called City Landing, the wharf became known as Kelly's Landing after an eatery of that name opened on the wharf in 1927. "It was a landmark," recalled one old-timer. "Everybody would say, 'Meet me at Kelly's.'" The restaurant operated until 1974. The next postcard shows a floating life-saving station that was commissioned in August 1896 and anchored in Dorchester Bay. It was put into service after the number of drownings in the area increased, mainly from boating accidents, as the popularity of Marine Park and Pleasure Bay grew. The squat, barge-like, flat-topped vessel had a rescue boat hung at its stern. Its 10-man crew lived on the boat from May to November. It remained in service until World War II. On the far right, there is a postcard showing the city-owned Boston Aquarium, as well as a poster advertising it. First proposed in 1889 as an adjunct to the Franklin Park Zoo, the aquarium stood behind today's ice rink. The aquarium opened in 1912 and attracted 15,030 visitors on its first Sunday. "The thing I remember most about the aquarium," remembers one visitor who came as a youngster several times before it closed in 1954. "It had several seals in a large pool under a dome. They enthralled me." The main image on the poster is, in fact, a seal. Below it, there's a sketch of a fish and a seahorse. The wording reads, "When sightseeing, visit the aquarium at City Point via Boston Elevated." At the time, an elevated trolley, which was part of Boston's L, gave the public easy access to City Point.